Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. Welcome. All right, today's episode is titled Long-Term or Short-Term Help. So this morning I was inspired by a quote from, I believe it was Henry Ford. So he basically said, time and money spent in helping people do more for themselves is far better than mere giving. Okay, I'm going to repeat that again. So time and money spent in helping people do more for themselves is far better than mere giving. So Henry Ford, obviously, he built the Ford Motor Company, but in his time, I guess you could say in his cohort, his colleagues, his, you know, social group, there were many people that were influential in building this country, right? You know, you can think about some of the big names, which currently lots of people are thinking about in different ways of how they have ruined this country. And that's, I'm not going to talk about that one way or the other. I'm not saying that these guys were, you know, heroes or demons. Okay. But it is really important that we understand that Henry Ford and all of his colleagues had an important role in what this country is and who we are today. Okay. They also did amazing things. Yes, of course, they made a lot of money because they followed the creation process, which we talk a lot about here on this podcast. So Henry Ford and all of his colleagues, they got to this point where they realized, you know, we're making like mega dollars, right? And they were also, you know, when you make that much money, you get to the point and you're like, okay, I have all the stuff, right? Like, what else do I need? Well, you automatically turn to this essence of like legacy, right? For those who have studied the culture around socioeconomic status, you understand that when you get to the, let's say, rich category, legacy is important. So you will see, you know, Ford's name on everything, not just his company, but all kinds of things. You'll see Carnegie, you'll see Rockefeller, right? You'll see a lot of these names on libraries, on museums, on schools, basically on things where, you know, they really want to inspire other people, right? So many of them, yes, of course, legacy was a part of that, but they also wanted to give something back to their communities. It reminds me of in The Science of Getting Rich with Wallace D. Wattles. He says, the poor do not need more money. They need more inspiration. And so basically it aligns with what Henry Ford is saying here today, that the people who don't have the inspiration, like the creators during that time, they need that inspiration. They don't need you to just give them a fish, right? They need you to teach them to fish. So you can argue that all these people just wanted their legacy on these libraries, or you can say, hey, they put the money there so that everybody could go to a library and get inspiration if they wanted to. So, you know, when you go back to this quote, helping people do more for themselves is far better than giving. So my brain, of course, goes to yes and no. So the yes, when you're looking at this long-term, you know, increasing someone's freedom, increasing their sense of responsibility, their awareness level, their inspiration, right? Yes, I totally agree with this. So I'll give you a couple examples. You know, with children, you know, whether it's in the classroom or whether it's your own children, we want to make sure that we are resourcing them to be able to solve their problems, to be able to build skills, to be able to have that sense of freedom and responsibility, right? When you do that and you do that well, you launch children out into the world that they're not perfect, they're going to fail, right? But yet they know what to do with failure. I'm seeing that now with my son as he's in the Navy. He's excelling. And there's nothing different about him compared to some of the other guys other than he was given lots of opportunities for freedom and responsibility to risk and to fail and to have that support, right? So I didn't give him everything. If he came to me and said, hey, I want to, you know, buy this Lego set, which was constant, by the way, I said, great. Well, how are we going to work that out, right? Which usually meant he was going to do something for me in my business and I was going to pay him for it, right? So it was never, yes, I'm going to go buy you that Lego set. It was, yes, and how are we going to make that happen? That's directly playing out in his life today, right? I think about folks who, you know, they talk about the socioeconomic status of being quote unquote poor, right? Or disadvantaged or underprivileged, however you want to label it. You know, when you are able to help a person understand the power that they have, regardless of their circumstances, and support and encourage and challenge them in a way that they start making choices for themselves and they start coming out of that, you help them for a lifetime. And not just them, you help their family, but not just their family, you help the whole community when you help with that, right? And so, you know, a lot of times I'll hear, especially my educator friends, say things like, well, they're not going anywhere. Look at where they come from. And I'm like, okay, first of all, look where I come from. So you're directly saying that, you know, I couldn't make it because of where I came from, but look at who I am as a person. We can't say that, right? How about you look at someone and say, that's where they come from. I wonder what they specifically need for inspiration to really grow into who they are. It's a very different question, right? And I'm going to stop there on that example because I'm recognizing within myself that I could stand on my soapbox and talk about 40 minutes or so on that topic. So I'm not going to do that. But here's another example. When I had my stroke 15 years ago and I was going through recovery and I was going to rehab, the very first lesson I learned in rehab was how to get up after I fell. Now, when they told me this was going to be my first lesson, I was like, what? That is like, because, you know, think positive, look forward, move forward, that kind of thing. And I was like, isn't that kind of a negative thing? Like, shouldn't you be teaching me, like, I don't know, balance or something like that? And they said, no, because we assume that at some point you are going to fall because of the nature of what you're dealing with. And so it is more positive for us to teach you what to do when you fall so that you can not only get up, but you can call for help if you need to. And so I was like, okay, fine, I trust you, but like, I don't believe in this philosophy. Until a couple weeks later, when I was all alone in the home and I fell. And I was like, oh, I know what to do from here, right? And they were right about all of that. Now, they could have followed my lead and given me whatever I needed to in that moment, right? But they knew. And they said, I'm going to set you up for success, even when you fail. And they didn't say, hey, listen, you have to have someone with you 24/7 because you might fall. No, they said, we're going to empower you for when you do. Okay, so it's a little bit of a different philosophy that empowering somebody for long term, right? So that's the yes and how I agree with this statement. Okay, so this statement again is time and money spent in helping people do more for themselves is far better than giving. Absolutely. And what's the no side of this? The no side of it, I think, for me is this understanding of there's a lot of folks in my world that understand the beginning of what I shared, right? But they miss the present moment need, okay? That sometimes you need to give a little bit of something right now. Okay. I think about folks who are really, really dealing with life, having some difficult life situations that are popping up. Many of them, that was not their plan, right? You know, and I'm kind of there as well. And so it is very hard for you to take a class, for you to be mentored by someone, for you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps when you're hungry, when you see your children are hungry. When you're in that survival mode, you get into a place of desperation and there's really no learning that can happen. And so there's this measure of like, how can I help provide for you in the moment, but making sure that you understand this is not something that's going to keep you long term. So we want to have the best of both approaches, right? And so here's my encouragement to you today. What is your definition of help? So when you see someone in your life, it could be your own child, it could be a significant other, it could be an employee, it could be a student if you're a teacher. What is your definition of help? Do you like to come in and solve the present moment problem? Do you like to come in and teach a philosophy, a life lesson, if you will? Do you like to use both of those? And then ask yourself, what is their definition of help? Because sometimes you're dealing with somebody who has high stress, you know, drama, trauma that's happening in the brain right now, and they need a right now solution. I hear this a lot, used to with students and then also with coaching clients. Can you just tell me the answer? And what I know about that is that they're saying, my brain is on overload right now, and I can't even attend to this question. Can you just tell me what to do? If I just know what to do right now, I can gain a foothold, gain some traction, and move forward. Okay, that's a present moment problem. Don't overlook it. But if they're asking that all the time, it might be time to, you know, set them up for success for the future. Or if they're coming to you asking you a question, they have a problem, step into helping them think for themselves. Well, that's a great question. Where do you think we might find the answer? Right? Because a lot of leaders, they think it's easy just to answer questions and move along. And it absolutely is. But the problem is, you're going to get a ton of people asking you the same questions, and you're going to create this dynamic where everybody has to have your brain, which means your brain can't do things like take a break, go on vacation. Okay. So you want to start empowering your people to answer their own questions so that you can get to the point when they bring you a question, it's like really a question that only you can answer, and you might have to take some time with it. Okay. That's how you know you've done a really good job empowering your people. Okay. So what is their definition of help? And what's in the best and highest good for all? So it's not one size fits all, given the present moment versus the long term. It's like a dance, right? Like, you might have somebody who's doing really, really well with this whole idea of coaching and mentoring them, and they're solving their problems. And then they come to you one day and they're just like, please, I don't have time for that. Just give me the answer. Okay. Again, a sign that they're in a different place. Provide what they need right now in the moment. Go back to the long term when you can. Okay. Vice versa. You might have somebody who's really struggling. I think of people who are, you know, in my sphere that, you know, have present moment grief, or they are, getting out of a domestic abuse situation. And so everything in their life has completely changed. Yes, of course, we want to get to the point where they're having some long-term solutions here, but right now they might have present moment actual solutions, like where are you going to sleep tonight? What kind of food do you need right now? So that they can get to the place where they have that long-term solution. So just check in with your own thinking on that, short or long-term, especially when it comes to other people, your definition of help, their definition of help, what's in the best and highest good, and how can you dance? All right? And with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right, bye-bye.